Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics on your specification, influences on business. This is a topic that examiners absolutely love because it tests whether you can think like a real business analyst, not just recite facts, but actually explain how the world around a business shapes every decision it makes. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Before we jump in, here's why this topic matters. Every business, from a small corner shop to a multinational like Nike or Tesco, operates in an environment it cannot fully control. Interest rates change, new laws get passed, the pound rises or falls, competitors emerge, consumers become more environmentally conscious. Your job in the exam is to show that you understand how these external forces ripple through a business and affect its operations, its people, its marketing, and its finances. Examiners call these the four functional areas, and linking external influences back to them is how you pick up the top marks. Let's work through the key influences one by one. First up, interest rates. The interest rate is the cost of borrowing money. In the UK, the Bank of England sets the base rate, and commercial banks use this to set their own lending rates. So why does this matter to businesses? Think about it this way. Most businesses borrow money through bank loans or overdrafts to fund their operations or expansion. If interest rates rise, the cost of those loans goes up. Monthly repayments increase, which means costs rise and profit falls. That's the direct impact on the business itself. But there's a second effect that candidates often miss: the impact on consumers. When interest rates are high, consumers also face higher mortgage repayments and credit card costs. They have less disposable income, so they spend less. Demand for products and services falls. Revenue drops. This is why high interest rates can be devastating for businesses selling non-essential goods. Think luxury items, holidays, or new cars. Conversely, when interest rates fall, borrowing becomes cheaper. Businesses can invest more, consumers have more money to spend, demand rises, revenue increases. The key exam tip here: always make the chain of reasoning explicit. Don't just say interest rates affect business. Say, if interest rates rise, the business's loan repayments increase, which raises costs and reduces profit. Additionally, consumers have less disposable income, so demand for the product falls, further reducing revenue. Next, let's talk about exchange rates. This is another area where candidates lose marks by being vague. The exchange rate is the value of one currency compared to another. For example, how many US dollars you get for one British pound. This matters enormously for businesses that trade internationally. Here's the key distinction you must know. The impact is different for importers and exporters. An importer is a business that buys goods or materials from overseas. If the pound strengthens, meaning £1 buys more foreign currency, imports become cheaper. That's good for importers. Their costs fall. But if the pound weakens, imports become more expensive, and costs rise. An exporter is a business that sells goods to overseas customers. If the pound strengthens, UK goods become more expensive for foreign buyers, so demand from abroad falls. That's bad for exporters. But if the pound weakens, UK goods become relatively cheaper overseas, so foreign demand rises. That's great for exporters. A classic exam mistake is to say, a strong pound is good for business without specifying which type of business. Always distinguish, always link to a specific consequence. Now let's move on to employment levels. When employment is high, meaning most people who want a job have one, consumers have more income, they spend more, demand rises across the economy, businesses benefit from higher sales. However, high employment also means businesses may struggle to recruit staff, and they may need to offer higher wages to attract workers, which increases labor costs. When unemployment is high, consumers have less money. Demand falls. Businesses may struggle to sell their products. However, there is a silver lining for businesses. There's a larger pool of workers available, often willing to work for lower wages, which can reduce labor costs. The employment level also affects the HR function directly. In a tight labor market, businesses must invest more in recruitment, training, and staff retention. In a high unemployment environment, recruitment is easier and cheaper. Let's turn to the environment. Businesses today face growing pressure to operate sustainably. Environmental concerns include pollution, waste management, carbon emissions, and traffic congestion. particularly for businesses with large delivery fleets or manufacturing operations. Consumers increasingly choose brands that demonstrate environmental responsibility. Investors and shareholders also apply pressure. Governments introduce environmental regulations that businesses must comply with. The practical impact on business is significant. Businesses may need to invest in cleaner production methods, reduce packaging, switch to electric vehicles, or offset their carbon emissions. These changes increase costs in the short term. However, they can also enhance brand reputation, attract environmentally conscious customers, and reduce long-term regulatory risk. Now, for a topic that generates great exam answers, ethics versus profit. Business ethics refers to the moral principles that guide how a business behaves. Ethical behavior might include paying suppliers fairly, ensuring safe working conditions, avoiding misleading advertising, or reducing environmental impact. Here's the trade-off that examiners want you to explore. Ethical behavior often increases costs and reduces short-term profit. Paying fair wages to overseas workers costs more than using cheap labor. Using sustainable materials is more expensive than conventional alternatives. However, ethical behavior can increase long-term profit by building customer loyalty, enhancing brand reputation, attracting ethical investors, and motivating staff. The key exam error here is assuming that ethics always leads to higher profits. It doesn't, at least not immediately. The best answer is acknowledge the trade-off and use the phrase, "it depends." For example, it depends on whether consumers are willing to pay a premium for ethical products and whether the business can absorb the higher costs in the short term. Let's look at globalization. Globalization refers to the increasing interconnectedness of the world's economies, with goods, services, capital, and labor moving more freely across borders. For UK businesses, globalization presents both opportunities and threats. The opportunities include access to larger international markets, the ability to source cheaper materials or labor from overseas, and the chance to benefit from economies of scale. Companies like Dyson, Burberry, and Rolls-Royce have grown significantly by selling globally. The threats include increased competition from overseas businesses, particularly from countries with lower production costs, and the risk of supply chain disruption if international suppliers face problems. A small UK manufacturer may struggle to compete with a Chinese factory producing similar goods at a fraction of the cost. Finally, legislation. Businesses must comply with a range of laws, and examiners expect you to know the practical impact, not just the name of the law. Employment law sets out the rights of workers. This includes the national minimum wage, contracts of employment, and anti-discrimination legislation. The impact on business includes higher wage costs, the need for HR training, and more complex recruitment processes. Health and safety law requires businesses to provide safe working conditions, conduct risk assessments, and provide appropriate personal protective equipment. The impact includes compliance costs, potential changes to production processes, and the need for regular staff training. Consumer law protects buyers. The Consumer Rights Act gives customers the right to a refund, repair, or replacement for faulty goods. The General Data Protection Regulation, known as GDPR, controls how businesses collect and use customer data. The impact includes the cost of managing returns, investment in data security systems, and changes to marketing practices. Now let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. The most common mistake candidates make is giving generic answers. Saying legislation increases costs earns very few marks. Saying the introduction of the national minimum wage means the business must pay all workers at least the legal minimum rate per hour, which increases the wage bill and reduces profit, earns significantly more. Be specific, name the law, name the consequence, quantify where possible. The second big mistake is failing to link external influences to the four functional areas. When you discuss an external influence, always ask yourself, how does this affect operations? How does it affect HR? How does it affect marketing? How does it affect finance? Examiners reward this cross-functional thinking. The third mistake is treating all businesses the same. A rise in interest rates affects a highly indebted business far more than one with no borrowing. A weak pound is great for an exporter, but terrible for an importer. Always use the "it depends" approach and justify your reasoning. For command words, explain questions need a chain of reasoning, cause, effect, and consequence. Analyze questions need you to develop the point further, exploring the implications. evaluate, or justify questions need a balanced argument and a clear, justified conclusion. Now for your quick-fire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these questions out loud. Question 1. What happens to a business's loan repayments when interest rates rise? They increase, meaning higher costs and lower profit. Question 2. A UK business imports raw materials from the USA. The pound weakens against the dollar. What happens to the business's costs? They increase because each pound buys fewer dollars, so the same materials cost more in pounds. Question 3. Name 2 pieces of legislation that affect businesses and give 1 practical impact for each. For example, employment law increases wage costs due to minimum wage requirements. Consumer law requires businesses to accept returns of faulty goods, increasing operational costs. Question 4. What is the difference between an ethical business decision and a profit-maximizing decision? An ethical decision prioritizes moral principles such as fair pay or environmental responsibility, which may increase costs and reduce short-term profit. A profit-maximizing decision focuses on minimizing costs and maximizing revenue, which may involve less ethical choices. Question 5. Give 1 benefit and 1 drawback of globalization for a UK business. Benefit: access to larger overseas markets, increasing potential revenue. Drawback: increased competition from lower-cost overseas producers, threatening market share. Let's wrap up. The key takeaways from today are: always link external influences to specific business consequences. Distinguish between different types of businesses when discussing exchange rates. Remember the trade-off between ethics and short-term profit. Know the practical impact of legislation, not just its name. And use the "it depends" approach and evaluation questions to access the highest marks. External influences are interconnected. A rise in interest rates, for example, can affect consumer spending, which affects demand, which affects revenue, which affects the business's ability to invest. The best exam answers show this chain of cause and effect clearly and confidently. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam comes from showing the examiner that you can think analytically about the real business world. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.